Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's head out to the fan hotline. Again, sports director over at WCNC in Charlotte, Nick Carboni, and he joins us now. Nick, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just getting ready for the pregame of the preseason game of the century.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more. Bryce Young taking on Shador Sanders, the way that, honestly, probably more people than they should have drawn it up.
Yeah, it's just fans here of the Panthers are just thrilled that Bryce Young's actually playing to start the preseason because he did not until game three last year in very limited action, and we all saw how that ended up. So wise decision for the Panthers to get Bryce Young out there early and get some early work this preseason. And just the way it kind of shook out in that six-man Browns quarterback room, that Shador happens to be making his professional football debut here in the Quin City.
Now, I have to ask you, Nick, do you feel like it's a catch-all for teams where starters should play in the preseason? Because obviously, like we said, the Panthers are starting Bryce Young, but the Browns, like Joe Flacco's available. He's one of the few quarterbacks that isn't hurt. But as the 40-year-old, they're just not putting him out there that early. Is there one line of thinking that's right and one line that's wrong here?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, being 40 and I'm about to be there, so I get it. Like, I'd like to sit and watch as well. But yeah, like if I'm a Mahomes or a Josh Allen or even a Lamar Jackson, like I'd think about it, but I'd still want to get out there a little bit. But that was the thing with Bryce Young last year. I mean, he hadn't proven anything. And I think it was just such a kid gloves approach from then rookie head coach Dave Canales that, you know, he chose not to put him out there and not to risk him getting hurt and not to show too much. But boy, did that hurt them in the long run, because his first play of the season, you know, whether it's, you know, related or not, was an interception at New Orleans. And that game snowballed into a 47-10 loss, and he was benched 2 weeks later. So yeah, if you're one of the MVP candidates and you've been doing this for 5+ years, then, you know, I could see that being the excuse not to, but I think even those guys want to trot out there a bit.
So I do have to ask, Nick, you were out there at the joint practices. What did you see? Cause I hear a lot of people saying the Panthers essentially won that, and came out on top. But obviously we didn't have eyes on it, so I want your opinion. Who do you think won the practice?
Yeah, and I'll just kind of take you down onto the Panthers practice field for a minute, speaking of not having eyes on it. So the Panthers, there's two fields, and we're only allowed to stand on the near end of both fields. So anything happening on the far end of the field is so hard to see. And that is where the Browns offense was operating on one of the fields. So they were going away from us, and they're like 80 yards away from us. Bryce Young and the Panthers offense is coming at us. So that's kind of where the action was. That's where your eyes just naturally gravitate to. Of course, myself and a lot of the media from up there in Cleveland were trying to see as best they can, what Joe Flacco and the Browns were doing. But yeah, I think there were probably more positive plays for the Panthers offense than the Panthers defense. But I thought Joe Flacco did pretty well. I thought he operated well. I thought he had a nice connection with Jerry Jeudy. But yeah, from what we could see, the Panthers offense had a slightly better day against the Browns defense than maybe the Browns offense did against the Panthers defense. But it wasn't a dominant practice for Carolina by any stretch of the imagination.
If you were the Browns and you had your choice to start a quarterback week one, would it be Joe Flacco?
Yeah, it would be. I mean, he's got the experience. He's been there, done that. This is a franchise obviously now trying to find its way and who its next quarterback is. It's obviously not going to be Joe Flacco for much beyond this season, but I think he gives you kind of a steady presence, a veteran presence. The younger quarterbacks can kind of follow his lead for the first part of the season and just see how he goes about the job and form their own kind of routine and their own habits based on that. So I absolutely think it's the right call for Flacco to go to begin the season. And I'm not sure what like the vibe check there is in Cleveland, but I think at some point you've got to see Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, and Shedeur Sanders, who I don't know how they do that, but you've got to see what you've got in any number of those guys before you decide, yeah, we're absolutely going to draft a quarterback next year.
Nick Carboni, WCNC in Charlotte with us here on the Fan Hotline. I'll tell you right now, Nick, a lot of people feel the exact same way. Feel like, at least for the two rookies.
I don't know how you do it, but you got to get a look at them. Like you drafted two of them, you brought one in. You got to get a look at all three of those guys.
Yeah, at the very least, I know people want to see the rookies. You'd imagine Cleveland with Kenny being in Pittsburgh and watching him there. A lot of people a little bit more sour on Kenny. Fair or unfair, probably a little bit of both, but a little bit more sour there. But they definitely want to see the rookies.
Yeah, and listen, Kenny Pickett is a guy that I definitely thought the Panthers might draft under Matt Rhule, and I watched him play at least one game in college. He was in the ACC championship and played well and had all this hype coming into that game, and I didn't even get it then. So I would much rather see what you guys have in Gabriel or Sanders. Like, that appeals to me way more than seeing what Kenny Pickett's ceiling is in Cleveland.
Nick, I did want to get your opinion from an outside perspective, because a lot of people nationally and fans have picked up here locally have been going around and saying that, you know, Shador's basically being thrown to the wolves and he's not getting a fair opportunity with the start that he's getting tomorrow night. Does it feel like that to you on an outside perspective, knowing that he's going up against ones without a ton of ones around him, or is this just circumstance?
I wouldn't exactly call the Panthers defense the wolves. they were one of the worst in the NFL last season. Now they've got some new pieces and draft picks and Derek Brown is back. I think he's getting an opportunity and he's probably going to get a lot of an opportunity tomorrow night. And I'm not sure what their plan is for the preseason games beyond that. So if you're a fifth round pick, like, that's just about all you can ask for. If it was week one of the regular season, I'd be like, yeah, that's throwing him to the wolves. And like, just, you know, here you go, kid. And knowing full well he would not be set up for success. He's going to have, 8 to 12 plays against the Panthers starting defense. But after that, it's going to fade into their depth, and he's going to have even more opportunities. So I didn't view it that way at all. I saw kind of that narrative after practice and after we found out he was starting. And it was kind of like, when you're at something and you're covering something, and then you see that nationally there's this totally different perspective that you did not get from being there. That's kind of how I felt when I heard all that. So, no, I don't think so.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That would definitely put us on the same page. But if you look at it from a standpoint of the team, do you feel like in a scenario that the Browns are in that Shador has a legitimate chance to climb the depth chart? Or do you think that this is preseason and it just kind of, you have preseason heroes who are going to go out there and play great, but it's not going to be the thing that takes you over the top in any way?
I've always thought he's had a chance to do something this year. I mean, that Browns quarterback room, as you know, is not full of, you know, future Hall of Famers. Joe Flacco at one point in his career was a damn good quarterback. I think he's still got a little something to provide a franchise this season, but, you know, Dylan Gabriel, like we'll see. Like, I'm not super impressed with what he might be at the NFL level. In fact, I would actually say that, you know, if I had to guess who had the best arm, you know, well, not guess. I would say Shador has the best arm talent naturally of Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett. Like, Dylan Gabriel's like super accurate. He was super efficient, especially at Oregon. But if I'm looking at this as like a pro potential arm, he's the one in the room with that more than Kenny Pickett, more than Dylan Gabriel. And certainly more than Joe Flacco is going to have for very much longer. So I absolutely think he has a chance if given opportunities like tomorrow night, and he does something with him, and getting opportunities this season. I think he has a chance to at least make the Browns think about it going into next offseason.
Again, Nick Carboni, WCNC in Charlotte, with us on the hotline. All right, you touched a little bit on the Panthers' defense, but talk to me from the starters down to a little bit of the depth. What is going to be the strong suit? What is Shador, for the most part, going to be looking at as the most difficult part to face of that defense?
Yeah, well, he won't have to face J.C. Horn, the Panthers Pro Bowl cornerback, got in a car accident on the way to practice yesterday morning. He is okay, had some stitches in his hand. They're just going to bank him for joint practice at Houston next week. Mike Jackson, the opposite corner, is, you know, not a Pro Bowl caliber corner, but a very sturdy starting cornerback with some length. So, you know, he can get you. And then the Panthers brought in a new safety, Trayvon Merrick from the Las Vegas Raiders. Big, tall, physical safety who can step up in the box and stop the run, but has some ball skills as well. So that's who I'd be watching for if I were Shador Sanders. Up front on the defensive line, they've obviously got Derrick Brown coming back, and the Browns' offensive line is stout. But we'll see. We'll see what he's got coming off a knee injury, and they've added some pieces there. Not necessarily number one guys, but outside linebackers / edge rushers, Nick Scorton and Princely Umanmielen. Especially Umanmielen, he's a speed rush guy, and he's gotten to the quarterback a couple of times. I think he had one yesterday. I think it was Flacco, where, you know, obviously if the red jersey wasn't on, he could have gone after him. So Trayvon Merrick, the safety, and Princely Umanmielen are guys that I think of right away that are probably chomping at the bit to face a rookie quarterback tomorrow night.
Yeah, I definitely got a fans are interested to see the pressure that's put on Shador Sanders. So we're definitely going to be looking at Umanmielen. But I do have to say, I'm a big Bryce Young believer, more so than a lot of people probably are. I liked what he showed at the end of last year. Coming into this season, what's the feeling around Bryce Young in, I guess, how do they evaluate the back half last year versus the beginning of last year compared to what he's going to do this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, the GM and the head coach are all saying, you know, it's a new year. Like, you've got to do it again. So the start to this season is going to be especially important for Bryce Young and the future of his career here in Carolina, which we thought was dead in the water after 2 weeks last year. Like, it was amazing. The circumstances of him getting back on the field, another Panthers car accident with an injured thumb, which is kind of a weird trend going on here, I guess. got him back on the field, and he had a very good end of the season and sensational at the very end. I think he was 7 touchdowns, no interceptions over the last 3 weeks, and 5 touchdowns total in Atlanta. If you had asked anybody around here then, they'd say that Bryce Young was going to the Hall of Fame after that game. But we've had a chance to breathe, digest it a little bit, put the whole season and his 2 seasons into context. He's definitely somebody that found his confidence again. He started to look like that guy they drafted number 1 overall out of Alabama, and now they're putting better pieces around him. The offensive line was the most improved unit on the team last year. It was probably the most improved O-line in the league last season. They're all back. You've got Tetairo McMillan, their first-round pick, who's got a huge catch radius, which is only going to help the quarterback. They brought in a second 1,000-yard back, Enrico Dowdle, to join last year's 1,000-yard back, Chuba Hubbard. So they're putting the structure in place to allow a quarterback of that stature to succeed, especially when you talk about their 2 beefy guards in the middle, Damian Lewis and Robert Hunt. So they clearly know what they have in Bryce Young and what he needs to succeed, and they've spent the better part of 2 off seasons giving that to him. And you pair that with his confidence and his playmaking ability, there could be a little something there, certainly more than we thought 3 weeks into last season.
Nick, I'll get you out of here on this one. I got to ask, because hey, Tet McMillan was one of the receivers I highlighted in the draft that I really liked. Hey, you talked to him a little bit there. What have you seen so far early on camp? Does it help boost it? I know he performed well in the joint practices. Is it only gotten higher, the expectations and the hype for him? Or has it, you know, it stayed steady or come down?
Yeah, I mean, if fans were expecting, and side note, they were expecting Tetairo McMillan to just start making like leaping one-handed 360 catches day 1 of practice, that is not what happened. It has been a steady progression. You've seen that progression, especially the last week and a half or so. And what they've been doing is purposefully sending J.C. Horn and Mike Jackson right at him in practice, right on the line of scrimmage. Press man coverage, knocking him off his route. That was the biggest knock on him coming into the draft and coming into the league. They know that's something, the thing he needs to work on the most in the NFL. And so that's what they're challenging him with. And he's starting to overcome that a little bit. I mean, he's a tall guy, but he's not the strongest. I mean, everyone wants to make the Mike Evans comparison. He's a skinny, he's more like a Drake London body type. So that, I think, is why he's taken a couple of weeks to really come into his own and progress into this. But I still think there's a level of optimism that T-Mac is going to be a reliable target for Bryce Young on good throws and bad throws, and he's going to be somebody that can get yards after the catch as well. I think that was an underrated part of his game in college. So I think the vibes are still high on McMillan. It just hasn't been that, oh my God, look at this guy from day 1.
Nick, as always, I appreciate you being gracious with your time. Hopefully we get a good treat, and more than anything, hopefully both teams get out of this healthy.
I just hope that everybody plays well. That's all, Jake.
Yeah,
when everybody plays well and nobody gets hurt.
That's all we're hoping for in the preseason. Nick, I appreciate you.
You got it. Thanks.
Nick Carboni, WCNC in Charlotte, sports director over there, joining us on the Fan Hotline. Obviously, really good stuff out of Nick. We'll react to what he had to say coming back here in 5 minutes as well. One thing that I'm actually legitimately scared the entire Browns fan base does after tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.